Thank you. It feels like a bit of a marriage ceremony. I do. I am so excited to accept this role. Thank you so much to Plenary and Secretariat for the support. I believe very strongly that UNCFACT has an important role to play in the global trade facilitation and e-business standards setting. I have a few words prepared. I'm just going to bring them up. Ever since I've been involved with CFACT, I've been impressed by the caliber and commitment of this community of experts and the talent and dedication of the Secretariat. What makes UNCFACT such an important organization is our particular mix of expertise. We encompass multiple domains of trade and also digital technology that supports trade digitization and e-business. We're uniquely equipped to maintain and create trade digitization standards because we have the expertise to translate existing processes to a digital format. And now we're increasing our focus on how digitization of trade and supply chain processes can contribute to a sustainable, green, digital, and circular economy. I'm particularly excited about this area of focus because I believe UNCFACT has an important contribution to make here. This comes back to our unique blend of skills. And to this unique blend of skills, we're adding expertise in sustainability data and standards. We can leverage our position as a UN agency with a global purview to act as a neutral liaison between different governments and industries as they seek to digitize and share sustainability data. There's a critical need for trustworthy, verified data about the sustainable performance of supply chain actors. Large consuming economies such as the EU and the United States are legislating greater supply chain transparency for products entering their markets, and they require the digital tools to enable compliance. We have an important role to play in facilitating transparency and trust in trade to enable a sustainable green and digital economy. So to achieve this important goal, we need to ensure that we're set up for success. I look forward to working really closely with my fellow bureau members, domain coordinators, regional rapporteurs, and secretariat to review our existing governance procedures and tooling and make the changes needed to ensure that we're working efficiently and effectively as possible, given our limited resources. It's going to be important to establish a principles-based approach to prioritizing and streamlining our projects in alignment with strategic objectives of member states. This is going to allow us to efficiently undertake maintenance of existing standards, very important part of our work, and to continue to encourage and support their adoption. And in doing so, I believe we're going to be better able to communicate our value externally, secure new sources of funding, and attract new experts. We're going to continue to build on our strong relationships with other standard-setting bodies, governments, intergovernmental organizations, and industry, and to work to identify synergies and coordinate on areas of focus. I believe in active collaboration. It's one thing to meet and share ideas and updates. What I want to continue as chair is our work on identifying shared goals and working collaboratively on joint deliverables. In closing, I want to acknowledge the incredible level of institutional knowledge that exists in UNCFACT today. Not only is this essential for maintaining our existing standards, but selfishly, I am also so grateful for the generous knowledge sharing that I've experienced since I joined UNCFACT. In particular, I want to thank Steve Capel, Sue Probert, and Maria Teresa Pisani for all that you do to encourage and support new experts. I also want to thank Nicola Waterfield and the Canadian Mission for all their support with the nomination process. I'm excited to move forward together with our important work. Thank you.